Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All other ground is sinking sand.
I welcome you to Moment of Truth. It is always a privilege to hear the Word of God. When the Word of God enters our hearts, it produces miracles. And I trust that God will do something in your life today as you listen to this broadcast. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for graciously giving us this opportunity to hear your word. We ask that the Holy Spirit will use the word we are about to hear and change our lives. And may we never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. My dear friends, I have found out that there are errors in people's understanding about the nature of God. There are many things that people believe about God today that is not true. Surprisingly, these errors also exist in churches and among some of those who are called preachers. These errors are misleading so many people, and therefore there is need to urgently set the truth in its right place. So in today's broadcast, I shall be sharing with you a message titled, The Two Sides of God. The Two Sides of God. When God created heaven and earth, He used the works of His creation to try and reveal His nature and personality. God wanted man to use the things He created in understanding the way He operates. You will see this in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Romans 1:20. And it says, for the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that men are without excuse. Here the Bible is saying that ever since the creation of the world, God's invisible nature and character have been revealed and made clearly discernible in and through the things that He made, so that you and me will be able to understand Him better without any excuses. So whatever is seen in the things God created is a reflection of the very nature of God. We shall therefore consider the duality of creation and how it reflects the nature of the Almighty God. The duality of creation shows us that almost everything that God created has two sides. We have the visible and the invisible. We have right and then left. We have male and then female. We have day and then night. We have life and death. We can also extend it to say that we have rich and then poor. There is joy and then sadness. There is warmth and then peace. These two sides of creation show us that there are two sides of God to everything. And for you to understand how God operates, you have to know His two sides. The two sides of God was first revealed to us in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 33. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 33. In these verses, God showed that He has two sides. One side is blessing and the other cursing. He showed that He is the God that blesses and also the God that curses. He told the children of Israel that if they obeyed Him, then He will bless them. But if they disobeyed Him, then He will curse them. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, God specifically said to them, and I read, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and thy seed may live. Here we see the two sides of God. One side is blessing, and the other side cursing. He is the God that can bless, and also a God that can curse. But today, many people believe that all God does is bless people. They only know about the blessing side of God. But I want you to also know, my dear listener, that there is the cursing side of God. God can curse someone. If you want to see the blessing side of God, then you have to be obedient to His word and live a life of holiness and righteousness. Otherwise, you will see the cursing side of God. There is no need praying for God to bless you when you are living in sin and disobedience. When God created Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28, Genesis 1, 27 and 28, God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply. But when they disobeyed God and ate the forbidden fruit, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, God cursed the ground for their sake and told them that in sorrow shall they eat of it all their lives. The same thing happened to the people of Israel. Initially, God blessed them and gave them the land of Canaan, flowing with milk and honey. But soon after they settled in that land, they began to commit sin and disobey God. Then God turned the blessing into curse by allowing the enemies to attack them in the land and take them away into captivity. The same people that saw the blessings of God also saw his curses. This is what we mean by the two sides of God. I would like to caution all those who are living a life of sin and still it seems that things are going on well with them to better repent now before curses come upon them or their children. The two sides of God we shall also consider is the merciful side of God and the fearful side of God. One of the well-known and commonly preached nature of God is that God is a merciful God. Indeed, God is a merciful God. In Psalms 103 verse 8, Psalm 103 verse 8, we read clearly that the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. This scripture tells us that God is not just merciful, but plenteous in mercy. It also said that he gets angry, but very slowly, because of his plenteous mercy. As a matter of fact, whenever God gets angry with us, his plenteous mercy makes him to slow down. An example of the plenteous mercy of God is seen in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 42 and 43. Luke 23, 42 and 43, where a condemned criminal at the point of death called upon Jesus and asked him to remember him in paradise. And what did Jesus say? Today, you will be with me in paradise. This is the merciful side of God. And there is no doubt that God is a merciful God. But this is just one side of God. There is also the second side of God, which is the fearful side. This is a side that most preachers don't like to preach about. So while God is merciful, he also has a fearful side. We see this fearful side in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 30 and 31. Hebrews 10, 30 and 31. And it says, "For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will repay, said the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God." Here we see that this merciful God is also a fearful and terrible judge. So when someone keeps hearing only the mercy of God, then that person is likely to fall into error, thinking that mercy is only the character of God. But no, God is also a fearful and a terrible judge, whose hands you should never fall into. It is error about these two sides of God that makes people believe that they can live a life of sin and still have inheritance in heaven. They only know that God is merciful, but they don't know that he's a fearful God. When God appeared to Moses in Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7, Exodus 34, 6 and 7, God said, "I am merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression." But he then added, "But I will by no means clear the guilty." This means that if you refuse to repent and is found guilty by God, then you will pay for it. To further make us understand this side of God, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 29, Hebrews 12, verse 29, "For our God is a consuming fire." Hear it. Our God is a consuming fire. Someone can see the merciful side of God only when that person is still alive in this world. But the moment the person dies, what he or she will see is the fearful side of God. And that is why the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 that as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. So we see that though God is a merciful God, he is also a consuming fire and a fearful judge. Jesus himself told us a true life story about Lazarus and one rich man in the book of Luke chapter 16. This rich man, when he was alive, did not make use of the mercy of God. I suspect he was one of those that believed that someone can sow his way into heaven with fat tithes and offering. Sadly, when he died, he saw himself in hell. While in hell, he was being tormented by fire. And Jesus said that he began to ask for mercy, but it was already too late. He asked that Lazarus should give him a drop of water to quench his thirst, but the mercy was denied. So while you are still alive today and listening to this message, you can enjoy the mercy side of God. The mercy side of God will grant you forgiveness of sin, whether it is the sin of lying, or the sin of stealing, or the sin of embezzlement, or the sin of anger and pride, or the sin of examination malpractice, or the sin of drunkenness or smoking, or the sin of kidnapping and courtesy, or the sin of fornication and adultery, or the sin of masturbation, or the sin of abortion. No matter the sin that is in your life, you can access the mercy side of God now that you are still alive. The side of God that shows mercy is still open to all who will repent of their sin and ask for forgiveness. But the time is coming, my dear friends, when you will meet the fearful side of God. Then there will be no more mercy. I therefore encourage you that you do not wait until it is too late, like the rich man did. The Bible says, today is the day of salvation. Now is acceptable time. So when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. God is calling you now to his mercy side because he loves you and does not want you to meet his fearful side. It is because of his mercy that God sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to die on the cross and suffer for the sin of the whole world. Jesus did not commit any sin, but he had to pay for our sins with his own blood. Today, Jesus is alive and is seated on the right hand of God to give mercy to anyone who asks God for mercy through him. And to receive mercy, you have to confess your sins to God and forsake them. Then ask God for forgiveness, because the Bible says that whosoever confesseth his sins and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. And you can do that right now by crying out to God in prayer wherever you are. You can say this prayer with all your heart. Almighty God, I come to you today. I am a sinner. I'm sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins today. Please forgive me. Show me your mercy. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died and rose again. Lord Jesus, I call upon your name. Save my soul. I receive you today. Give me the power to be a child of God. If you just said this prayer with all your heart, then I want to assure you that your sins have been forgiven. Because Jesus promised, anyone that comes to him, he shall not cast him out. But you must never go back to your sin again. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those that have called upon the name of Jesus right now. Show them your mercy, O Lord. I pray that you save them from the bondage of sin and Satan. In the name of Jesus, I bind and cast out every evil spirit operating in their lives right now. I command total deliverance for each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. Father, I deliver them from every single habit and addiction. I neutralize every curses and covenant with the blood of Jesus. And I command them to be free in Jesus' name. I pray for you that is suffering from sicknesses and afflictions. By the authority in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the demons responsible and I command them to lose you now and let you go. Thank you, Lord. Perform miracle for everyone listening to me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I believe that God has done something in your life. But in case you still want to reach me to tell me what God has done, or you have questions, or you need counseling, please feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you for listening. Amen.